Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church, and I'm your pastor of the day. Today I'm going to talk about a day that changed the lives of three of Jesus' followers. Up to this moment, Jesus had gone about healing the sick, raising the dead, and teaching others about the kingdom of God in that area surrounding the Sea of Galilee. The disciples had followed Jesus for months and years. They had seen his miracles. They had done miracles in his name. They knew something about the power and reality of who Jesus was, and yet, when he began to talk about dying, it was staggering to the disciples, and they began to wonder if he really was the Messiah. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to a high mountain, away from the others. Now, this seemed normal, as they often would retreat to the mountain to pray. Together with Peter's brother, Andrew, these disciples had been with Jesus the longest. Since Jesus called them away from their fishing nets along the Sea of Galilee, and now this was a time shortly before Jesus was going to return to Jerusalem, and it would be the start of the end of his personal ministry here on earth. Now, often Jesus would retreat to the mountain to be alone and pray, but this time, however, he invited the three of his followers, Peter, James, and John, accompanied him, as we read in Matthew 17. And there he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Now Peter, being the impetuous man that he was, sought to curry favor from the Almighty by doing something physical, building shelters for Jesus of Moses and Elijah. However, he and the others were quickly put in their place when a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And I'm sure that God's voice was pretty loud. Now, my interpretation of his message was, "Quit the nonsense and pay attention." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified, but Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone about what you've seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Now, soon, and very soon, they were going to go through the most challenging time in their following Jesus. Now, were they prepared? Not really. We see that as the crucifixion story plays out, Jesus is trying to give them a foundation of authority to base their faith on. Another thing they saw in the transfiguration was the promise of eternal life. In Jesus' earthly life, he was but a humble carpenter and a rabbi. But when Jesus' face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light, Peter, James, and John got a glimpse of his true identity as our resurrected Savior. Soon, they would see him arrested, put on trial, beaten, spit on, and nailed to a cross. They would witness him to die in an agonizing and shameful death. If only for a moment, they did need to see this resurrected Jesus in his glory and his majesty. You see, they also had a transformation moment. Their very lives were being prepared for their life's ministry of the gospel. You too can experience this transformation when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then others will see that transformation in you. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church, your pastor of the day.